Welcome to our Five Questions, Five Answers series, which is part of our Community Conversations project. My name is Jennifer McDaniel, Managing Editor of the Ottawa Herald, and this week we're talking to Paul Bean, Executive Director of the Franklin County Development Council. So settle in, get cozy, and listen to a different perspective on our community. Again, I wanted to thank you for taking time to meet with me today. And I didn't know maybe if you could tell us a little bit about yourself and your organization and its mission.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you, Jennifer. Paul Bean, my title is Executive Director for the Franklin County Development Council. And the Franklin County Development Council is tasked with economic development across the county. And that includes trying to attract new industry, for example, the Proximity Park or the North Industrial Park here in Ottawa or anywhere in the county. Also supporting our existing industry. So we do a lot of outreach and support to help existing industry find labor and if they need help with training and just kind of put people together that can help our industry and our businesses. It's full and all-encompassing. Some of the work that's economic development is strictly municipal related. So I may be working on a project like I am right now with Princeton, or I may work on a project with the City of Wellsville, the City of Ottawa, or Pomona, or anybody. So sometimes I'm in the private sector world, sometimes in the public sector world. We receive about a third of our funding from the City of Ottawa and a third from the county. And then we receive some support from City of Wellsville and the City of Pomona, and then the rest of it are private businesses and individuals that support our effort. We have about 90 members from the private sector in FCDC. So been around for a long time. I've been in this position for just under 5 years. My background, I'm a Kansas kid. I grew up in Wellington, Kansas. And went to school, Southwestern College for my undergrad and Baker for my master's. But I've lived in Ottawa for most of my adult life. And I was a banker for 10 years right out of college. I was actually a branch manager for Bank 4 here in Ottawa. Decided to leave banking and went to work for Ottawa University and did development work for them for about 5 years. And then became the VP of Advancement at Southwestern College for 10 years, and then came back to Ottawa as the VP of Advancement for about 12 or 13 years. And my wife, Chris, is a Ottawa Wellsville kid. She grew up in both communities and graduated from Wellsville High. And we've got three boys between the two of us, and really love living in Franklin County. This is home for us. This will be where we retire someday, just enjoy being here in this community. It truly is, when I say it, truly is a great day to live in Franklin County, and this is just home. So really enjoy being here.
Okay, so our first question is probably the most important. What are the most pressing challenges facing our community at a local level right now?
I think the big challenges for growth right now are housing and childcare. We just don't have enough houses for the number of people we need. We don't have enough labor. We don't have enough people for the jobs that we have. And so we need to have more housing. And then right along with that becomes the child care issue, which is really big for us. And so those are our two largest challenges, I see it. Just how do we get more people here to work and to live? And included in that then is that we want both spouses or single moms, single parents, to have the ability to work. And so that often entails child care services, which we're full. And so we need to add more facility and more providers. Housing, we've got land available for development. We just need to find ways that we can incentivize that development to take place. Some of that will happen naturally, but I'm a firm believer that we're going to need to incentivize that to some degree to get it started. Mm-hmm. There's a huge opportunity with all the growth at the Intermodal in Edgerton, and of course with Panasonic to the north, and then the chip manufacturing that's looking like it's going to go into our south around Beto Junction. We are perfectly located for workforce, and we're seeing more and more developers. I'm hearing, you know, a lot more from them than I did 3 years ago, 4 years ago when I started this job. I would call folks up in the city that did development, and they didn't even know where Ottawa was. And so that certainly has shifted, and people are looking, but we've got a little ways to go, and we've really got to think about how we can incentivize that at the local level.
So, considering the evolving media landscape, what role do you see local newspapers playing in the community 5 years from now?
I think the local news is incredibly important. That's where we get the news that matters to us on a daily basis. We don't get that at the national level. And so local news, I think, is incredibly important, not just today, but more and more as we see the development of all the different social media that, you know, don't go to social media to get your facts. You really need reliable news sources, and I think that's incredibly important in today's age. But I also believe that what impacts us on a daily basis is local government, local business, what's happening at our level here in Franklin County. And the best way to get that kind of information is through the local news. So the local newspaper, whether it's the paper copy or the online edition, is a critical piece to how we can be well informed. I think it's important to our local elections. As far as, you know, when the city commissions and the county commissions are meeting, and that's the local news is a great way to find out what local government's doing. And then people can be informed, and if there's something that they're wanting to engage in, then they can. But you don't engage unless you're informed, and if you don't have that local news, that's a big, big loss for any community. So I think it's vitally important that we have the local newspaper. Absolutely.
So are there any emerging trends you think local newspapers should embrace? Maybe like a podcast or a video or?
Yeah, you know, mentioned, you know, social media is becoming a real challenge as far as information and facts. But I think if you have a podcast or some way that the news, you know, through the newspaper is in social media, then that's another way to combat that misinformation. So I think if the local newspaper can be in podcast or have videos, we're a video society now, and we're also a very short attention span society. So where I like to sit down and read the paper from front to back, that's not the norm, and it's not how most people digest their news. So I think doing some videos and podcasts, one, the visual, which is important in today's age, but also maybe it's not seemingly as long you know, it doesn't take the attention span that maybe it does if you want to read the paper from front to cover. So I think there's an important element to the local news, utilizing those resources in social media. It's just hard to get through all the noise on social media, but I think a combination of the traditional paper and social media can help us continue to inform. You know, it goes back to being an informed community. And where does that community get that information that's real and factual and relevant to their daily life? And to me, that's local news.
I think a lot of us who've been in newspapers a long time have always gone by the rule that you don't make the news, you just report the news. And I think a lot of us have to get more comfortable with maybe being in a video and things like that. So one, I guess more people are familiar with who you are, but also just giving them the news in maybe a different way, quicker. And
yeah, you've got to meet the people where they are. And, you know, like I said, I'll sit down and read the paper, but a lot of people, that's not how they get their news or how they get their information, good or bad.
Right.
And so you've got to meet them where they are. And I think that's very true when you're disseminating news. And yeah, people need to be comfortable on a video or on a podcast and having that dialogue. But it's, I think, critical to be wherever the people are. And right now, they're everywhere. You know, people get their news and their information in a multitude of places. And so how do you get the real news and the real facts in front of people in the right locations and with the right medium? And I think it takes a variety of ways to do that. I think you're absolutely right.
So in your opinion, what role should our newspaper play in promoting civic participation and community involvement?
Well, I think again, with that local news is basically, to me, sharing what your government's doing, and it's a watchdog, and that's the beauty of the free press. But I think it's also a way to really promote what the community's doing from a standpoint of what are the events and what are the needs, you know, are there volunteer needs? And the local news can be a great information pipeline for our agencies that need volunteers. I think it'd be a great information pipeline for programs and activities that are taking place. The local news can be where we go to find out what's happening this week, this month. Where can I plug in? How can I participate? I think that's the other piece is here are ways that you can participate in this event, or here's who you can contact if you want to participate, whether it's a volunteer or you want to come and, you know, take advantage of that event, whatever the case may be. So I think there's a great resource, and traditionally with the local news, that's been a great way that these types of things are promoted. When do you know when the basketball, high school basketball or junior high basketball is playing? When do you know that there's a United Way event? When do you know there's a blood drive? We know on and on and on and on. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great resource, again, because it's local and people can know, okay, if I go to this source, if I go to the local news, I'm going to find out stuff again that's relevant to me on a daily basis. And I think we get lost listening to national news. You know, it's, well, that's great, but it didn't really impact me today. And the local news really can help you guide where you want to be, what you want to be doing, how you can be a participant in your community and engage. And I think that's what makes a strong community is a lot of participation by a lot of folks. But unless you know where and how and when, it's hard to participate. So I think that's a key role for the local news. Absolutely.
So what community events or activities do you believe our newspaper should cover to better connect with our residents?
Well, I think it's a broad, you know, the community has interest across the board. So, you know, the simple answer is just fill your pages with everything, but you can't do that. And again, it would get lost in the noise, quote unquote. So I think it's kind of thinking, and the news should, I think, have a pretty good pulse of what are the priorities in the community, because you're engaged with the local government, you're engaged with different agencies, you're hearing about different events. But what are the priorities for the community? So in other words, you know, my priorities in economic development, as I mentioned, is housing and childcare. So are there activities or are there programs that maybe are available for housing development, and how do we promote that? Are there opportunities for new childcare opportunity? How do we get that word out? But I think it's also important when you're building a community is that you're supporting each other. So if there's a youth activity, I think it's important to promote that so we can support our youth. That's our future. You know, we as a community invest a lot in our auditorium, and so those types of events are important. I think the legislative events at the state level are important whenever the chamber has a legislative coffee. But it's hard for me to say just pick two or three or four. I think it kind of depends upon what seems to be rising to the top in the community at that point. Mm-hmm. What's the hot button? What's the thing that's really challenging the community or is really a great opportunity for the community at that given time? And maybe that's where there's a shift in the focus of what we're featuring at any given moment. But it's hard for me to sit here and disqualify anything when people are working so hard to put it together because they feel passionate about it. But it's, I think you and the folks that run the local news have probably the best pulse of what's a big issue, what's a big opportunity in the community at this point, and really kind of push on that for a while till we see some progress.
So considering the current economic landscape, how can our newspaper support local businesses and contribute to economic growth in our community?
Love that question.
I knew you would.
I think featuring and lifting up our businesses is a great way to do that. You know, we've got some tremendous entrepreneurs in this community. We've got some tremendous industry in this community, and people don't always realize the impact that an industry that you never look at or drive by has on the community as far as jobs and revenue, tax revenue, and that type of thing. So I think featuring or highlighting different businesses and individuals that are in business is a great way to promote that. I think, as a community as a whole, is highlighting the great things we have. You know, we've got the trails, and that's a big, big draw. You know, you go by the Legacy Square on a Saturday morning, and it's full of cars parked because there's a bunch of bikers going up and down the trails. So the different opportunities we have for quality of life, but also from a, you know, again, I come at it from the economic standpoint, is we have some fabulous industry and some fabulous businesses that I think if we could promote, and you do at the Herald, but I think the more that we can lift up and celebrate, you know, a lot of people turn to the news and think, well, it's just going to be bad news. And I think anytime we can celebrate something in the community is a big plus. And I think it's a great way to promote the community, is we want to be a destination for people. We want people to come to Ottawa, enjoy what we have to offer. And who knows, you know, they may decide they want to come and be a part of this community on a full-time basis and work here and live here. So I think anything we can do to highlight all of the wonderful things. I always say it's a great day to live in Franklin County. There's a lot of wonderful things in Franklin County, here in Ottawa, up in Wellsville, Pomona, Princeton, everywhere, Lane, all across the county. There's beautiful attributes that we should lift up and let the world know. We're kind of a secret just being on the edge of the city. And I think a lot more folks from Kansas City would come down here if they knew more about us and understood what we have to offer on just a day trip, if nothing else.
So I know you're busy, but I wanted to thank you for being a part of our Five Questions, Five Answers series. But before we leave, what question can we ask the community in our upcoming survey that your organization would like to know the answer to?
I think it's the really neat question for me is, what do we want to be? And what I mean by that is this a community that wants to grow a little bit? Is it a community that wants to grow a lot? Is it a community that doesn't want to grow at all? And what's that mean? What does growth mean to people? So I think the key question I'm getting at is, when you ask people, you'd like to see your community grow, what do you mean? What does growth represent? What's a tangible thing that you can say, yeah, that means we grew? Is it more business? Is it more industry? Is it more recreational activities? Is it more healthcare? Is it, you know, different types of things that we want to see in our community that maybe we don't? Is it different restaurants? Is it, you know, what is growth mean to people? Mm-hmm. It's easy, and, you know, and I promote growth, quote unquote. But I always like to visit with people and say, well, what does growth look like to you? What would that be?
What is your yardstick?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What's your yardstick? How do you know we're growing in the way that we want to grow? And what does that look like? What does healthy growth look like? So, you know, you asked me earlier in 5 years, and I think that's a good kind of mark in the road, is if we grow, quote unquote, what does that mean in 5 years? What do we look like? And draw a picture of what that means. Because I think at some level, all of us understand we have to grow, and we're going to grow, but what does that mean? What's that look like? Mm-hmm. And then if we have kind of an idea as a community what that looks like, then it's easier for the leadership to lead us there, because they need to know where we want to go. And I think that's part of the, you know, it's kind of back to the old, let's step back and take a strategic look at what we want to be in 5, 10, 15 years with the growth that's coming down the interstate. What does that mean for Franklin County? And it may be a different answer in Wellsville than it is in Ottawa. That's fine. But what do we want to be? And then let's figure out how we get there together.